Welcome back to Project Independence in You, Senior Talk Radio, right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. We're going to get right back to speaking with Ron Fatula. We've been learning a lot about Medicaid and home care and all kinds of criteria. One of the things I just want to ask you, because Project Independence, the whole foundation of Project Independence, is really about planning. You know, if you don't need Project Independence, if you don't need aging in place services, great. But it's good to know that we're there in whatever capacity you require, whether it's transportation or community social work or nursing or even fitness classes or just as kind of a resource to know that's available.
Or you may have friend and or family who could use it, so it doesn't hurt to know about it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you could be the friend that informs your neighbor or somebody in the town. Hey, you know, I see this is going on. Did you know? So everything you're talking about, Ron, is, I mean, so important and really amazing that you can, get Medicaid and how to do it. But, you know, it's unfortunate because so many times we don't do the things we should have planned for. So all the things that you're talking about now, I mean, do we do it as we're in our 80s and our 70s? How do you recommend? When is the right time? I mean, not that there's a wrong time, but a lot of times I'm sure you get people in crisis. Or is that?
We get people
in
crisis every day.
Right.
And in fact, that's the norm.
Right.
And that's, to be quite honest, that's okay for Medicaid home care. Because
right.
even if there's $500,000, you could transfer that money out today, let's say, in October. As of November 1, you'll be financially eligible for home care. So
right.
that's okay.
Right.
But it's really not okay. You know, it's funny. When I meet my friends who are real estate brokers, they say, well, you know, we say it's location, location, location. And then I remember when I speak to them, I say, well, in my business, it's plan, plan, plan.
Yeah. That's right.
And even if someone needs home care today, it might be nursing home care a year from now.
Right.
Well, you just don't know. So the key is to plan. So when do you plan? Should you plan when you're 30, 40, or 50? And the answer is maybe. I know you said 70, 75, or 80, but maybe you think about buying long-term care insurance when you're younger, when maybe when you're 50, it's a lot cheaper. And you know what? You could afford it. You could get a decent amount per day, and you could just check that off your box of something you don't have to worry about.
I actually bought long-term care insurance when I was in my late 50s because of my family experience with my mother. And I could see what it, you know, was putting me in the poorhouse.
Oh,
I hear it's incredibly expensive today. I know what, you know, my parents did and what it takes to keep it up.
Oh, yeah.
It is quite expensive. Look, the older you get, the more expensive it is because the insurance company says you're closer to the age that you might need the care.
Right.
More likely.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to plan and look at long-term care insurance, I'd say, pretty young. Because if you're 78 years old, you know, you still can get it, but it's going to be quite costly,
right,
unfortunately.
Right.
And then it comes down to the Medicaid planning. Oh, and by the way, you know, I have a wealth management firm. We went from a couple of years ago to actually, helping individuals buy the long-term care insurance, but it was so expensive. We got out of the business of selling any products. No mutuals, but no insurance either, because I didn't want people to think that I was selling something because I was going to get some sort of
commission. A profit, right.
So now
right.
I'm getting no profit. I just advise people
right.
on their finances and insurance, but it is expensive. And even though it is expensive mm-hmm. for some people who can afford it, who don't feel comfortable with transferring assets out and doing their long-term care that way, long-term care plan that way, then the insurance is great. But people could plan, and they should plan. So what sort of plan can they do? Mm-hmm. If an individual comes to my office and they're 70 or 75 or even 80 or even 85, and they're really healthy, thank God, that's great. It's a good idea to plan. You want to plan 5 years before the time you're going to need nursing home care. So it's not up to us. We don't know when we're mm-hmm. going to need that care.
Right.
So the goal is to plan while you're healthy and do it in a responsible way so that you have enough money for yourself, you have enough income, but you've also preserved assets with regard to, you know, the event that you might need long-term care.
Right. Just like people don't like to do their wills because they don't want to think about the ultimate,
human
goal.
Frailties, if you will, or faults of procrastination and denial. You know, I'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
And I don't really have to worry about it. Well, the facts of life are everybody on this planet will not be here in 100 years or 150 years. That's the reality.
Well, and that's pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
150.
Well,
150.
But I'll take it. I'm trying to stretch it. Well, you know, there are people who are born right now. You never know what the life expectancy is going to be.
We had a client last year who was 107.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Amazing.
Just planning?
No. They started not to do well at 103, but still, that's pretty
good.
That's
a nice. That's an old life. One question I want to have just before we go further: a lot of times people are in health situations that they recover from, but they still require, might require community Medicaid. What is that process like?
Okay. If it's community Medicaid, it's the same process.
Right.
There is a home care program through Medicare where you don't have to give away your money. Bill Gates will be eligible for Medicare when he's 65, it's not means tested. So Medicare will pay pay for your home care if you have a skilled care need. You need physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy.
Which is common.
Et cetera. Yes,
right.
It is common.
When we're older, that, people, if they have a stroke or a fall, that they require significant services.
Right. So if it's an event that happened, you unfortunately broke a hip, you get your hip replaced, you go into a nursing home for rehab, Medicare likely will cover, but not always, cover the care in the nursing home for up to 100 days. And there are co-pays after day 20, et cetera. But once they get discharged back home, Medicare can cover up to 4 hours a day, but only if you have a skilled care need, not if you just have Alzheimer's or dementia.
I have an observation, and stop me if I'm off track here, but I looked online for an application for community Medicaid. Like if I was going to be a do-it-yourselfer and I was going to apply for community Medicaid by myself, and I couldn't find an application. I found some names and numbers where they said call here and whatnot. So my thinking about anybody who might be listening to this who feels like they would be a candidate for community Medicaid, my opinion is that you can't really do it yourself. That's a fact that I've kind of observed. I couldn't find an application. I said, well, let me see if there's an application or is there like a software program where I can plug in some numbers and it says, you're no good. You can't qualify or whatever.
You call 311 next time, Otto.
Well, yeah, but
that's probably a good idea.
My point is that anybody. They shouldn't be afraid of the fact, I believe, that you need guidance in this process. I don't think you can do it yourself.
You really should see an elderly attorney.
And I'm not trying to pump business up for you.
No. And me neither. I mean, just to make sure there's eligibility. However, so this is the caveat. If an individual has $14,000 in assets and they need home care, and they have $800 a month, so there's no need for that pooled income trust. They're, they can do it on their own, and they can get the form on their own. And even if they come to see us for a consultation, we will give them the resources. But it's a bit of a process when you apply for Medicaid. It's a three-pronged process. It's not just like it used to be. You apply to DSS, Department of Social Services. This is in the olden days, just a couple of years ago. You apply to DSS and they, do the assessment, financial, determine if there's, how many hours you need. Now we have this three-pronged test. You apply to Medicaid for financial eligibility. That might take a month. Then you apply for a conflict-free assessment through Maximus. And, they make sure that you have this need for, assistance with activities of daily living for at least 120 days, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's another, and that won't take all that long, maybe a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. And then you apply to a private managed long-term care company that's actually going to do the assessment and figure out how many hours you need and then provide the care. Now, that private MLTC, managed long-term care mm-hmm. company, gets, let's say, about $4,200, $4,500 a month per member. So they're supposed to give the individual as much care as they need to stay at home, if home care is the appropriate setting. But think about it. They're getting, let's say, $4,200 a month. If they only give 4 hours a day, they're making a handsome profit.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a nice profit.
If they're giving 2 12-hour shifts, they're losing their shirts and they can't make ends meet.
Right. This is so complicated. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time left. And before we kind of, you know, end, I know there's so much you want to say. I know, Ron, you're going to be speaking at our Aging in Place conference on November 1st, and we're so happy. You know, clearly we need to have you back. Maybe we need like a 2-hour segment of your time.
No.
Is there anything that maybe any advice that you could give at this point in the last kind of minute or so for people, you know, whether it's to contact an elder law attorney or their phone numbers are there?
How to kick it off. How do you do it?
Yeah, well, number one, I just want to quickly get in that you can't even shop around for an MLTC if one doesn't give you enough hours. So if there's any do-it-yourselfers out there, and an MLTC says it's only 4 hours, you could shop around, believe it or not. But, you know, knowing what I know and knowing how complicated
it is,
you should see an elder law attorney. It's just well worth a consultation. Speak to someone for a couple of hours. You'll preserve a lifetime of assets and income, get you on the needed care if needed, but especially do the planning in advance.
In advance.
That's what I suggest. You could call my office, but if it's not me, it's someone that specializes in elder law, not somebody that does house closings and bankruptcies, somebody that really knows this like the back of their hands.
Well, thank you so much. We will also give us some information during Talk of the Town later on in the show. We'll be right back with our next guest, and we'll be talking about physician and patient relationships. Thank you.